In case you haven't noticed, we are living in a post-ethics society. And what is meant by that is that all the institutions that you used to be able to trust, maybe naively, you know, such as medicine or government or education or whatever, you can't trust them now. And they've demonstrated that they're working against your interests. So in order to understand how we're in a post-ethics society, which is one of the signs of the collapse of Western civilization, you first have to really define ethics. What do we mean by that? So this is a very simplified definition here, but in my view, ethics means that a person has, first of all, a moral code of conduct that preferences the interests of society and other people over their own self-interest. Now, there's nothing wrong with having some of your own self-interest. You have to eat, right? You've got to take care of yourself. You've got to defend yourself. Those are in the moment kind of self-interest. But when it comes to people in positions of power, a representative, a corporate leader, you know, a president, what have you, it's crucial that they put the interests of the people above themselves because they represent the people. They're supposed to. And if you run a pharmaceutical company, if you only have your own self-interest in mind, it's just about maximizing profits no matter what happens to all the people. You know, the customers are maimed or killed. As long as you make money, then that's all that matters. But an ethical leader of a pharmaceutical company would, by the way, not be a very profitable bargain because they would put the interests of the patients first over the profits of the pharmaceutical company. And that doesn't happen in the modern world of greed and, you know, forced vaccines and mandates and all that stuff. So ethics, just again, loosely stated, means having a moral code that puts the interests of others over yourself. Now, if everybody were to act in this way with a strong moral code and strong ethics, society would be wonderful. But obviously, that's not the way it works because most people just have their own self-interest in mind. And as societies collapse, more and more people become more focused on self-interest. And that's because in many ways they become more desperate because, well, the economy is faltering, food inflation is getting worse, sources of honest income are drying up. And the only way for a lot of people to actually make some money is to, you know, trick other people or defraud other people or do something that puts their interests first over other people. And that's true with the military-industrial complex. It's true in government, you know, kickbacks and bribes to government officials, putting themselves first. Now, one of the most important things that's happened since COVID is that public faith and public trust in institutions has been shattered. And let's talk about the medical profession for a second here. A lot of people before COVID would trust their doctor. And they would think that doctors act with ethics. And although there are some who do, by and large, the medical profession has no ethics. They only have their own self-interest. They want to get reimbursed from insurance companies, Medicare or Medicaid. They want to get the incentives from the drug companies for prescribing their drugs. They just want to get patients in and out of there as quickly as possible and not actually spend time and not actually give a crap about patients. They're there to push vaccines and earn the incentives, the big payouts that they got from the government for meeting vaccine quotas, by the way. Did you know that? They're vaccine quotas for doctors. So that's what they're there to do for the most part. And that's what they did. So most conventional doctors have no ethics. But boy, they're happy to collect a lot of money for themselves, you see. And yet you have a lot of members of the public that say things like the following. This is a clue that you've run into somebody who is gullible and doesn't understand reality yet. They will say, like you ask them about, well, you know, your doctor was pushing a depopulation bioweapons jab on you. And they would answer with something like, well, he would never do that. Or she would never do that. They would never do that. And you see that kind of answer, even when you talk about, you know, government's trying to kill off the human race, you know, oh, they would never do that. That's a person who is bumping up against a belief system where they believe that other people are basically good. And most of the people who believe this are projecting. that onto other people because they themselves are people who wouldn't do that. So a relatively good person who has some kind of decent moral code, who wouldn't murder people for profit, they project that onto everybody else around them. They project that onto governments and doctors and big pharma and physicists and whatever. And they think, well, those people wouldn't kill people for money. And they're wrong. It turns out, we learned this during COVID, those people absolutely would kill people for money. Hospitals did it day and night, 24/7, 365. They were killing people for profit. They got massive incentives from the government to kill people with COVID. I mean, to first falsely diagnose them with COVID, and then to make sure they die in the hospital, you know, ventilator time. And then COVID deaths got reimbursed with up to $500,000 in some hospitals. So yeah, they were earning millions of dollars by killing people on purpose. And with hospitals overrun, in many cases, by illegal aliens that they're forced to treat, but they can never get paid for, a lot of these hospitals are looking for a way to compensate for that. Like, how do we earn back the money that we lost? Oh, well, that's easy. Kill some COVID people. And then we get millions. So that's what they did. And if you think that hospital administrators aren't willing to kill people that they don't even know in order to make money, you don't know humanity. You don't know what the world has come to. Because killing people for profit is now a business model in our medical system. It's a business model. And of course, in the realm of law, there are also some bad apples. Now, of course, there are good attorneys, there are moral attorneys, but there are a whole lot of immoral, unethical attorneys. Some of them are called patent trolls. Many years ago, when I still owned a software company, we were named in a lawsuit by a patent troll. And the patent troll, and they all operate out of East Texas, by the way, because they can get a trial by jury there, and the jury don't know anything about technology. It's amazing. So they can get a guilty verdict on everything. So they set up these fake front offices in some East Texas town. And then they sue you for the most ridiculous things. The one time that we were named in a lawsuit, this patent troll claimed that his client had a patent on the submit button. On every web page that has a button that says submit, you know, like filling out a form, you put in your email address and you click submit, that's patented. That interaction is patented. And you're like, that's absurd. You can't patent something that's so obvious. And the patent troll attorneys who make money by just basically, you know, threatening everybody, they will say, well, we're confident we can convince an East Texas jury that you did violate the patent. Because, of course, they've paid off the judges. They probably have kickbacks to the jury. I mean, it's a racket. It's a racket. So here's a case where individuals, these attorneys in this case, patent trolls, who are really some of the worst evil scum on planet Earth, where they run around and they destroy society in order to gain money and profits for themselves. So they're operating with complete opposite of ethics. And if everybody operated that way, society would be, you know, a collapsed anarchy crap hole, which is kind of headed that way. And now we turn to government. You saw recently the United States Congress, well, the House in particular, voted to give all this money to Ukraine and to Israel to bomb more innocent women and children in Gaza, to carry out more genocide and crimes against humanity. And they were waving the Ukrainian flag, which is illegal, by the way, on the floor of the House, waving the Ukrainian flag. These are the same people who would never wave the American flag because that would be racist, you know. That would trigger people. So they wave the Ukrainian flag and they shove it in your face. They don't represent the American people. They're not working for the best interests of society. What they're doing is gaining money and power for themselves because they get paid by the Israel lobby. And then they're contradicting their oath of office and betraying the American people. So here we go. No ethics. Now, I know you understand this. If you're listening to this, you already get this. But I'm not sure if you realize how bad it has become. There was a tweet from Ed Dowd, and he said, I'm a very cynical person today, but looking back on what I was tweeting 5 years ago I realized that I was not nearly cynical enough. What he means, I think, is that 5 years ago, he too was naive and gullible, as were we all, in some way. We didn't realize just how far gone society had already journeyed. You know, it's beyond the point of saving. We no longer have a society. We no longer have a government. We no longer have elections. What we have is a criminal cabal that is owned by Israel and the military-industrial complex, and they will do absolutely anything to gain power at the expense of everybody else, including being complicit in genocide and mass murder. They don't care. Just like Big Pharma, they will carry out mass murder, genocide with vaccines and pharmaceuticals. Why? Because it makes a lot of money for them. So they're happy to do that. Same thing with these governments. The governments are here to actually exterminate humanity and to kill off as many human beings as possible. And they are happy to do it, thrilled to do it. They're probably getting some kind of financial incentives to do it. And they have no ethics, no morals. They have no good properties whatsoever. They're all working against humanity. I didn't realize the full extent of this 5 years ago either. Probably you didn't. Because what we've seen, what we've witnessed or experienced ourselves is now so much worse than what was happening 5 years ago or 10 years ago. Imagine that. So we've now reached the point where you can assume that every institution with which you interact, if it's a corporation, I mean a big one, not the small businesses, but a giant corporation, a university, a government institution, a regulator, CDC, you know, FDA, EPA, whatever the case may be, big tech, you can assume correctly that they are all working against your interests, because they are. They're working to destroy your liberty, to destroy your health, to destroy your very existence. The climate cult, which is pushed by all these corporations and governments, wants you dead. They literally want to depopulate planet Earth and exterminate billions of human beings. So it's not a leap to assume that they want to kill you. They openly talk about their war on carbon, and you are made of carbon. I mean, a war on carbon is a war on life, because planet Earth is a planet of carbon-based life. So the war on carbon is an admission that they're at war with life on Earth. So now, anytime you interact with a bank, you know, a big bank, not a small regional local bank, I'm talking about a big bank like JP Morgan, Wells Fargo, Bank of America, you should correctly assume they are there to try to destroy your finances. They are there to interfere with your ability to have functional financial services. That's why Bank of America is debanking all kinds of Christians and conservatives and Trump supporters. They want to screw with you. They want to destroy your life as much as possible. If you end up in a trial, if you've been accused of something like Trump has been, if you're dragged into a court trial, you can assume the trial is rigged against you. You can assume the judge is on the take. You can assume the jury are all brainwashed by fake news media to have their brains filled with false ideas that will translate into hate toward you. If you go to a university, or you have a child or a grandchild that goes to a university, you can assume that they are there not to provide education, but to de-educate and then brainwash that youthful person and to turn them into a raging left-wing fascist lunatic. That's what they are there to do. That is their goal. And if you have a doctor who tells you, oh yeah, you should take this jab or you should take that drug, you need this. And unless they're like a naturopath or an alternative medicine doctor, you can assume they are getting kickbacks on what they're trying to push onto you. They don't have your interests at heart. They have their interests at heart, especially if they're a cancer doctor. Cancer doctors are the worst. They mostly function as criminals. They maim and murder people for profit. Some of them have ended up arrested by the FBI, like Dr. Fatah. Everybody that walked into his office, he diagnosed them with cancer, whether they had it or not, and he put them all on chemotherapy. He had a massive room with chairs with all these chemo drips, and he was just making money by poisoning people. And it was a whistleblower in his office that actually called the FBI, and miraculously, the FBI agreed to investigate. This was years ago. They probably wouldn't even investigate today. And they convicted the man and threw him in prison. But out of all the cancer doctors across America who are doing the exact same thing, there's only one that's been convicted that I know of. The rest of them are operating with impunity. Because people are gullible. People think, oh, my doctor wouldn't do that. You say, hey, your cancer doctor is poisoning you for profit. And their response is, my doctor wouldn't do that. He's a nice man. He's a nice, nice man. Oh, yeah, that's his act. That's his mask. He puts on a nice man mask. And then he tells you you're going to die in 6 months unless you start chemo drips today. He scares you into compliance. And then you, oh, my God, I'm not going to die unless I can get the chemo drip. And people go, okay, sign here. And you sign here. And then they're getting poisoned for profit. They don't even have cancer. Okay? Stop being gullible. Become more cynical. Like Ed Dowd said, we need to be even more cynical about the world around us. Because you are surrounded by unethical people. We've even learned this about alternative media. All these alternative media, so-called conservative pro-freedom people, oh, opposing the cancel culture. I'm all about liberty and freedom of speech. And then after October 7th, all of a sudden, a whole bunch of these people who turn out to be these zealot Christian Zionists, they're like, oh, no, you can't have free speech if you criticize Israel. Cancel you, deplatform you, fire you. You know, Candace Owens got fired. Ben Shapiro pushing Zionist propaganda. Whole bunch of conservatives have come out as in favor of censorship as long as the topic is Israel. Right. So you're finding out that a lot of people that you may have believed had ethics actually don't have ethics. They don't have principles. They're tribal. They fight for their tribe no matter what, even if they have to abandon principles. And they faked like they had principles to try to gain an audience, like Ben Shapiro. And then it turns out they will abandon those principles at the first sign of criticism against Israel. So be more cynical. Question all the sources of information that you are following, including this source. Question me. Question anybody you listen to. Question everybody. Question every institution, question every corporation, question every government. I even question myself on a regular basis. I ask myself, I check in. I'm like, am I doing anything that violates my principles? You know, my principles are pro-life, like divine life, pro-humanity, pro-truth, pro-transparency, giving back to society. That's why we're doing all these projects like Brighttown.io and also Brighttown.ai, which is an AI project. Giving that out for free. We've put, well, approaching $1 million into that project, and we're giving it out to the public for free because we're paying it forward. But I'm still always asking myself, am I doing anything as stupid as what Ben Shapiro is doing? Am I contradicting in any way my principles? And I check. And if I ever make a mistake, I course correct. Like at first during COVID, I thought the COVID pandemic was real. I did for a couple of months. And then later on, course corrected, realized, oh my God, this whole thing's a scam. Because it was pretty convincing, you know? They rolled out all kinds of, you know, leaked videos out of China, and they said all these people were getting sick in New York City and everything. And it turns out they were just dropping basically foreign proteins, like a kind of biochemical weapon on New York City in order to create, you know, all those symptoms and create all the deaths and then spread the pandemic and get people to get vaccinated and kill more people through the vaccines and so on. But I've had to course correct. What you need to watch out for, I believe, and what I'm watching out for is people who refuse to course correct. Like people like Ben Shapiro. When caught contradicting their principles, all they do is double down on their betrayal. People like Ben Shapiro don't have any ethics. Except maybe negative ethics, you know, or a principle of exploiting people, of faking who they are, of tricking, deception, which is demonic. You know, Zionism is demonic, by the way. You probably already knew that. So check on everybody. Be cynical. Be skeptical. Hold everybody accountable, including myself. And only then, I believe, can you navigate this world successfully. Because there are going to be a lot more people who will be outed as frauds. You'll see it. You'll see it. As more things happen, more people will be outed as frauds. So watch for that. And thank you for listening today. And I am here to build the infrastructure of human freedom. And I thank you for your support. If you choose to support us, visit us at healthrangerstore.com and check out my podcasts and interviews at brighteon.com or join our new decentralized peer-to-peer uncensored platform, completely uncensorable, brighteon.io. Thank you for listening. Take care. All right, let's talk about some solutions for preparedness and survival based on what's happening in the world. Things are getting completely out of control, as you know. And some of these are sponsors, some of these are free. I'm going to give you some free tools here as well. First thing, show the camera on my desk here. This is all collapsed currency from all over the world. Trillions of dollars worth of collapsed currency, and then here's fake Hollywood currency of $100 bills. This is all going to zero. I mean, some of this is already zero, but even dollars are going to zero. This is the solution. These are called goldbacks. This is a 50 goldback bill. It's 51/1000 of an ounce of gold is embedded in the bill. And that's why it's so thick. And they have smaller denominations like the one goldback here. I could hold it right side up. This is 1/1000 of an ounce of gold. And we've done the laboratory testing and you can find it at our affiliate website called verifiedgoldbacks.com. If you want real physical gold that's highly divisible and has high utility, this is the solution, verifiedgoldbacks.com. And if you scroll through here, you can see all of our lab testing that we did. We actually melted them down and we did all kinds of tests for the purity and the mass of the gold that's in these bills. And check out the different designs here. Let's see if you can show that. You got different designs of different amounts of gold that are embedded in the bills. There's a 50 that I showed you, and then there's a 25, a 5, a 10, and ones as well. Really an amazing solution. Now, other things to keep in mind. We've got storable food right now at healthrangerstore.com. I've got some on my desk here showing you also the IOSAT iodine, the potassium iodide, prevention of the radiation damage to your thyroid. That's all FDA approved there, the IOSAT product. We've also got dietary supplement iodine there, as well as the Ranger buckets and various food buckets. We've got the heavy cream, all certified organic, laboratory tested, back in stock, plus the red miso, the yellow miso, and white cheddar cheese powder, which is just pure organic cheddar cheese. No fillers, no colors, no garbage in it of any kind. You can find all of that at healthrangerstore.com. Now, continuing with our topic of preparedness, our sponsor in the satellite phone space is the Satellite Phone Store. You can find them at SAT123.com. Connects you here to the Satellite Phone Store. And these are emergency backup comms devices that work even if the cell towers go down or if the power grid goes down. And they have packages with the bivy sticks, with Faraday bags, and pre-installed software on a mobile device that protects your privacy because it doesn't talk to the cell towers. It just talks through the satellites. You can send and receive text messages, and you can let people know you're okay, or you can have emergency contacts that are successful through that mechanism. Here's something that I don't talk about enough, but there's a company called shieldarms.com that has a new product, which is the S10 Grip Chop. And as you can see here, this is a chopped off grip of a Glock 43X. Now, show camera one. This is my Glock 43X right here. Let's see if I can get on camera. And so as you can see, the magwell, you know, this is a pretty long designation right here. You know, it can stick out if you're trying to do concealed carry. But if you go to shieldarms.com, they have their Grip Chop S10 firearm, which is available right now. And it's a shorter grip that allows it to be more easily concealed, but yet it takes full-size magazines. And then Shield Arms has their custom steel mags. Actually, that's what I've got right here. This is the Shield Arms magazine. It's vastly superior to Glock mags. It holds more rounds and it's more durable. So this is the best setup. You can get these mags and you can get these Grip Chop pistols at shieldarms.com. Of course, all federal laws apply. You have to transfer through an FFL.
and so on, you know, obey your local and national laws in order to do this. But this allows you to be ultra concealable in carrying this outstanding firearm, the Glock 43X. And I think you can use discount code Ranger there to save 10% off that firearm. They may still have that code active. I'm not entirely sure. Now, continuing with some more preparedness items right here, Brighteon.ai. This is our free downloadable artificial intelligence language model. We are training this on an extensive amount of information on food, herbs, nutrition, off-grid living, but also survival and preparedness. It's non-commercial, it's open source, it's free to use. You just enter your email address here, click register, and you'll be given access to a download page. And we're releasing new models all the time, including a 7 billion parameter model that is trained on all of this survival and prepping and nutrition content. Nobody else in the world has models like this. In addition, we have a backup comms social media platform that we've just launched called Brighteon.io. And if you go to that website, Brighteon.io, you can sign up. You can see that it's a big social media type of site. The thing is, see, it's got free speech videos. Here's a flat earth video. That's pretty funny. There's all kinds of videos here, all kinds of different viewpoints and opinions. Here's Dave Hodges here with a video. You can go there and you can share videos and content, and there are no central servers. It's all peer-to-peer, decentralized, and it runs on blockchain. And it has its own blockchain coin here, actually called Pcoin, which is modeled after Bitcoin, and it's kind of a reputation coin on the platform. Anyway, you can find out about that. Just go to Brighteon.io. If you download the app and run it, then this will even survive the internet kill switch because it doesn't need to resolve domain names in order to function. So that's Brighteon.io. And then in terms of products that we have, guess what? We also have the knives that we've custom designed with Dawson Knives here. This is one of our combat knives, and they're made with MagnaCut steel, incredibly durable, high Rockwell hardness. They're flexible without shattering. They hold an edge, and they're almost corrosion proof. That's the advantage of MagnaCut steel. So yeah, if you see this, and it's a G10 handle with an oversized finger guard here. This is a really incredible knife. And because it's got three holes here, show camera one, let me show you this. Because it's got these three holes, see if I can get the light just right, yeah. It's got this hole, and then this hole. You can use paracord and you can strap it to a stick and make a spear out of it. So this can be made into a spear relatively easily. We've got multiple knives from Dawson that, of course, I'm the co-designer, and it's got a special wedge end here as well for escape and evasion. We are out of the Escape from LA knife, but we do have this Tonto version that we're working on right now that we may come out with. And then we've got some other really amazing. That's another one of our combat knives, but we've got a bushcrafting knife as well that you could check out. Find all that at healthrangerstore.com. Bottom line, folks, we have a lot of preparedness solutions for you. Some of them are free, like Brighteon.ai or Brighteon.io, or you can use Brighteon Social or just Brighteon.com. But, and then some of them, of course, cost money. Like if you're going to get your hands on gold, you know, it's going to cost you. You're going to pay for the gold. Not everything's going to be free, obviously. So iodine, storable food, weapons of self-defense to defend and protect innocent life. These are the kinds of things that we are advocating very strongly right now at this time in history because of what's happening in the world, what's happening with the open borders, where we are domestically with chaos and lawlessness getting worse in most cities across America, more illegals invading more states and counties. So be ready to defend yourself. And then of course the collapse of the dollar coming as well. It's accelerating every day. You're seeing it with food inflation. And look at the cost of your car insurance, by the way, look at that. It's skyrocketing. Health insurance, it's all skyrocketing. Things are getting more expensive because your dollar is worth less and less. Meanwhile, gold is absolutely skyrocketing. In fact, let me just bring up where gold is right now. 2384. Show my screen. I want to show the trend here. If you look at gold prices here, just over what does that go back to? Like the end of October last year, gold was $1,837. Now it's almost $2,400. Look at that rise right there. Gold is skyrocketing in dollars because dollars are losing value. So people who are smart, who want to maintain their value of gold and silver, well, it's doing exactly what it's designed to do, to hold value. Oh, I should mention, by the way, if you go to metalswithmike.com, this is our gold and silver coin sponsor, the Treasure Island Company, and you go there and you can request to talk with them, or you can check their real-time prices right here. They'll give you the price quotes here. You can look at gold coins like U.S. Mint coins, real-time pricing online, and they have discreet, secure, guaranteed delivery, insured. So check them out at metalswithmike.com. They are our gold and silver sponsor for the coins. So those are some of our sponsors, some of the solutions that we offer, some of the free things that are available to you. Whatever you do, you know, make sure that you're getting prepared for what's coming. Grow more food. Save your garden seeds. You know, get more items at the grocery store that you can even stockpile that will last a longer period of time. Try to get out of the dollar into things that will hold value, whether it's gold and silver or something else. Maybe you're going to buy a piece of land. Maybe you're going to stock up on ammo or diesel fuel or you know, something that holds value. But take action now, because the world is becoming more chaotic. Time is running out. Thank you for supporting our sponsors and supporting this platform. We appreciate you. That keeps us going. It allows us to build the free tools that we're giving back to you, such as the AI tools, as well as the Brightown.io platform. But together we can make it through all this, and then we'll be the ones who get to help, you know, rebuild society on the other side of the collapse of this current system. And it is collapsing. But get prepared now while you can, and thank you for all your support. I'm Mike Adams here of HealthRangerStore.com, as well as Brighteon.com. Take care.